This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Taiwan's defense ministry said that starting Saturday morning, it had detected 42 Chinese aircraft and 8 ships involved in drills around the island. A total of 26 Chinese aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which had previously served as an unofficial barrier. China has been unhappy about a visit by Taiwan's vice president to the United States. This follows by a day a historic joint security agreement by Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United States to strengthen their security cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries, as well as our commitment to meet together on the leader level annually and to have all our relative cabinet member people meet on a regular basis from this point on, not just this year, not next year, forever. That's the intention.
Their meeting and their agreement come at a time when the three countries are on an increasingly tense ledge in their relations with China and North Korea. Hurricane Hillary bearing down on Mexico and California. It's been more than 80 years since a storm of this strength hit Southern California and could be a catastrophic event because the terrain is simply not built to take that much water. National Hurricane Center Senior Hurricane Specialist John Cangelosi.
3 to 6 inches with totals in some spots up to 10 inches. And if you hear those numbers and you live in the Southeast, that they're not big numbers, but out there, we're labeling that as rare and dangerous flooding because that is a lot of rain. That's about a year's worth of rain for some locations.
This is VOA News. On the U.S. Hawaiian island of Maui, the governor says they have secured more than 2,000 units of housing to shelter those people displaced by the wildfires there.
The scope of the devastation on Maui is difficult to express in words. More than 2,200 buildings have been destroyed, and another 500 have been damaged at an estimated cost of nearly $6 billion. There are now 470 search and rescue workers and 40 search dogs combing through the hundreds of burned buildings.
40% of the burnt-out area still needs to be searched for victims. California's auto regulator said Friday it is investigating recent concerning incidents involving autonomous vehicles operated by General Motors unit Cruise in San Francisco. It has asked the company to take half its robo-taxis off the road. Now, while they're rolling that back, San Francisco also launched an autonomous bus service.
The role of the attendant is to be there to monitor and take over if needed. For example, if there's an unusual event that takes place and they have to maneuver around a construction vehicle, which we experienced today.
That's Tilly Chang, executive director of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority. The shuttle, which is free, will run on a fixed route. It's all electric. San Francisco, one of a growing number of cities around the world, testing the safety and the potential of self-driving vehicles. The U.S. Homeland Security Department announced Friday it is extending its temporary protected status for Ukrainian and Sudanese nationals through the spring of 2025 because of the humanitarian crises in both those war-torn countries. With more on this, here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Homeland Security also announced measures that would allow more Ukrainian and Sudanese nationals currently in the U.S. to apply for the status, including students from these countries who are studying in the U.S. so they can maintain their student status, even if they take fewer courses to work more. In a statement, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Russia's ongoing military invasion of Ukraine and the resulting humanitarian crisis requires the U.S. continue to offer safety and protection to Ukrainians who may not be able to return to their country. The department said the extension from October 20th of this year through April 19th of 2025 will benefit about 26,000 current Ukrainian nationals with temporary protected status, and it makes an estimated 167,000 additional applicants eligible. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of the world and new events on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. Also, follow us on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walton.